Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Activities Director Lee Nelson about the upcoming school year. Indianola school year 2018-2019 activities came to a close this summer. Now that you've kind of had some time to reflect on the past year of activities, how do you think Indianola did?
Well, we had a very good year in terms of success throughout the year, but you know, obviously we focus on some other things too, and we have a great group of coaches and athletes and parents, and that always makes things go a lot better too. But yeah, certainly a lot of success throughout the year. Some conference titles along the way, some teams that qualified for the state tournament. So it's always nice to see those kids get rewarded for their hard work to end up in places like that. So it was a great year for us.
Well, talk about it from the student-athlete perspective, and obviously that's a big focus for Indianola. How well do you think the coaches and parents and students kind of did fusing the work in the classroom as well as athletics?
That's one thing we really never have to worry about. We have such a great support structure here with parents and coaches and teachers and administrators, and we really want to see our kids succeed in the classroom and on the field or the court or in our concerts and everything that they're a part of. I mean, that's always important for us to have those people in place that will help the transition of being a student athlete or somebody that's involved in activities, you know, to be able to be great in as many of the different things as we can.
There were a couple of first-year head coaches coming into last season, specifically thinking about girls basketball, a couple of soccer coaches. Kind of talk about their transitions into what you thought, how they did, and kind of their support staff as well.
Being a head coach is so difficult because I think people forget how much work there is to do it really well. It isn't just the coaching part. And I think that's why we sometimes struggle to find really good coaches in those positions, because people don't realize how much work. It isn't just showing up to practice or games. I mean, there's so much paperwork and logistics and all those different things that you kind of forget about. So we try to help those coaches as much as we can. We encourage them to reach out to us or to other coaches. And, you know, certainly it's more questions to answer right away because they're trying to get a feel for what's going to work best for them. But certainly we're fortunate with the new coaches that we did hire and also the ones we've had, you know, for a while now.
All right. Well, there's obviously some new staff in the athletics department, a very honored retirement that happened this last year. Kind of talk about that a little bit and what people should expect for the new office.
Certainly everybody knows Celeste, and she was a big part of our department and students' lives and for a really long time. So that was a big transition, I think, for a lot of people, just not having that person there all the time. We went about the beginning of February to the beginning of July with nobody in that role, and that really allowed John and I to learn some of those processes and how to do them, but more importantly, how to show somebody how to do those when it was time to get somebody in there. So Tanya Hawkins, who's been our attendance secretary up in the high school main office for the last 3 years, will be in that position now and moving forward. And it's been a good transition the last couple months, just trying to get everything in place that we want to do. Certainly she does things differently than Celeste did, and not better, not worse, just different. And we've got to figure out how that fits all of our needs in the activities office to be as efficient and run as smoothly as possible.
We'll talk about the upcoming school year. School starts here in less than a week already. It seems like that's crept up on us quite a bit. But talk about kind of from an activity standpoint, what people should expect for the next school year.
Well, hopefully we see a lot of success. You know, I think athletically and musically, we do have such great people in place, and that's the kids and the coaches and directors. I think we shouldn't be surprised to see a ton of success throughout the year, kids that will be showcased, and we get to really see them shine in those different areas, and that's always fun. I think that's one of the perks of the job, is to watch kids really develop and grow and you know, just be successful. I mean, that's what we want to see, and certainly when they leave the school, we want them to see that same type of success in whatever it is they're doing. So I think we're going to have a great year. It's an exciting time of the year. It's very busy. Everyone's starting to kind of filter back in. When the state fair's over, you know, it really does pick up, and it's going to be a pretty quick start to the year with the fall sports starting. You know, football, our first home football game, August 30th, and that's going to be here before we know it. And then it'll just be kind of an onslaught of activities for a lot of months after that.
Thanks to Lee Nelson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.